Angie, let's begin with a recent appearance by Florida Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News, where he said that the president's plans are not going to solve the problem of gun violence.
Washington, D.C. had some of the strictest gun laws in the country, and when they passed them, violence skyrocketed.
Angie, PolitiFact checked that claim out. Did violence go up after D.C. cracked down on guns?
You know, this is an interesting claim. We pulled the statistics on crime in D.C. since they passed the gun ban, which was 1976. And what we found is the crime statistics, they did go up, then they went down, then they went up again, then they went down again. We rated Rubio's statement half true because we found a more complicated picture than what his comments implied. And we also found some gun experts who said that there was a study that showed that violence was lower after the gun ban than it would have been otherwise. Now, I think the main point to take from this is that there's not a simple straight line between gun laws and crime rates, that there's a lot of other factors at work here. So we thought Rubio had a point, but there was also more to the story, and we rated it half true.
Angie, one of the other issues brought up in this round of debate over gun violence is mental illness. How better to recognize it and keep guns out of the hands of those who suffer from it? And PolitiFact Florida picked up on a statement from Mike Ryan. He's the mayor of Sunrise and a member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. He said the people committed involuntarily for 72 hours under Florida's Baker Act will get their guns back automatically and immediately upon discharge, and their commitment is never entered into a background check database. Angie, is that true?
This one, again, was half true. When we dug into it, it was a very complicated picture. The Baker Act allows people who may be a harm to themselves or to others to be taken for a mental health evaluation. So it doesn't mean they're mentally ill. It's not a finding of mental illness or that sort of thing. And so when they are committed, they do have the right to get their guns back, according to a 2009 Attorney General's opinion.
But that's not necessarily how it works.
Right. That's not the whole story. We called around to law enforcement all over the state, and what we found is that agencies tend to look at it on a case-by-case basis. And fairly regularly, they will require people who have been Baker Acted to go and get a court order before they get their guns back. And then the judge might ask them questions about why they were Baker Acted. In some cases, they ask for paperwork showing that the person was discharged. So it's not just that they get their guns right back.
And what about the background check database in someone's psychological records? Are they kept out of that?
Someone who is Baker Acted is not necessarily documented in a background check database because it's not a finding of mental illness. To be in those databases, you have to have that formal finding. And just because a person is Baker Acted does not mean that they're mentally ill.
I guess the bottom line on all this as this debate continues, and it will, is that we're going to have to background check all the facts and figures we hear on this before we make a decision.
That's right.
Angie Holin of PolitiFact Florida, thanks a lot today.
Thanks so much.